Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid, the preschool and after school program. SafariKidCA.com is the place to go for any information about our wonderful sponsor. Before we begin, remember that you can listen to the show in three ways. On the radio, of course, and you can go to RadioZindagi.com and click on the live radio button. And you can also download the free Radio Zindagi mobile app. One thing I want to tell parents who are listening to the show is that can you please try these out? Try listening to it live on the internet and live on your mobile app and please give me some feedback because we're trying to make this show better and better and make it more and more convenient and easy for you to listen to. So it would be wonderful if you could just write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com or just call in sometime when we have our lines open and let me know how the live streaming is working online or the live streaming is working on your mobile app and if that's a better way to listen. So do let me know. Once again, our call-in number at the show is 510-770-1550 and the email to reach me is safariquizshow@gmail.com. And of course, the place to go register if your kids are interested in participating on the show is safarikidca.com. Look for the Safari Quiz icon and then follow through to the registration button. Okay, let's go over the rules one more time for the benefits of the kids in the studio. We have three topics, three segments of 10 questions each. On that, each topic is different. Today's topics are different. And today's topics are animal babies, kids book titles, and summer movies of 2013. That means movies this summer. All right. And continuing with the rules. Each correct answer gets 10 points if you're the first person who buzzed. So if you buzz in and you can give in the correct answer, you get 10 points. If you give the wrong answer or no answer, you get minus 5. But if you've not buzzed and the question passes to you, and the questions will pass in an anti-clockwise direction, if the question passes to you, you have two choices. You can either say pass if you don't know the answer, or you can try to answer. If you answer and it's correct, you get 5 points. If you answer and it's wrong, you get minus 5. So you have a choice of passing or answering. Got it? And there's no penalty for passing the question. All right. And at the end of each segment, we have a question for our listeners. We have a lot of regular listeners on the show who love the show. And we have a question for them. They answer the questions. You can answer the question by calling to our call-in number 510-770-1550. And then from all the correct answers, we pick one winner for each listener question. And of course, today, because we have three topics, we will have three listener questions. Okay, so let's meet the contestants in the studio today. Our first contestant is Akshat. Hi, Akshat.
Hi, and I go to Ardenwood School and I'm 7 years old. And
you're going to go to third grade?
Yeah.
Do you know who your teacher is going to be?
No.
Not yet? Is there any particular teacher you're looking forward to?
Yeah, Mr. Kola.
Mr. Kola?
Yeah.
Oh, he has a good reputation, huh? I should find out. And Akshat, speak right into the mic so our listeners can hear you really well. See how loud my voice is?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. That sounds much better. So Akshat, tell me what you do for fun outside of school.
Play basketball and volleyball.
Nice. Nice. So do you think someday you're going to be a basketball star?
Maybe not.
Is there any team you support?
No.
No, you're not following any team? Golden State Warriors?
Well, kind of.
Kind of. Do you like watching basketball?
Yeah, and baseball.
And baseball. So which team do you support in baseball?
San Francisco Giants.
The Giants. Woohoo! Michael is giving a big round of applause because I'm guessing you support them too. All right. Our next contestant in the studio is Aditya. And he is one of a set of twins who are in the studio today. So welcome to the show, Aditya.
Hi, my name is Aditya. I go to Forest Park.
And how old are you?
I'm 8.
You're 8? Wonderful. Did you have a birthday recently?
Like 4 or 5 months ago.
Okay.
And my third grade teacher might be Miss Ding.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. And is that something you're looking forward to or you're scared of?
Looking forward to.
That's good. So, Aditya, you're one of a set of fraternal twins, not identical. He has a twin sister. So, Aditya, tell me, what's the best part of being a twin?
People get jealous sometimes.
Oh.
Or, yeah.
Why?
Because people think having a friend is cool.
Is cool? It is cool. It's very, very cool. You have a ready-made friend at home, right? You don't have to worry about if they're older or younger, older brothers, younger brothers. They're the same age. That's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
So let's meet Aditya's twin, Ila. Hi, Ila. Welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Ila. I go to Forest Park, and my teacher is going to be Miss Ding.
You guys are going to be in the same class? I thought they separated twins. They don't?
They don't.
Oh, that's nice. Is it competitive to be in the same class as your brother? So tell me, what's the worst part of being a twin?
The worst part of being a twin is we always fight, and especially for being a boy and girl twin.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can't share clothes.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
And when we have the same birthday, they make mistakes and they switch the flavor of cakes.
That's true. Do you fight over the flavor of cakes? Does he want like a soccer one and you want a princess one, or do you want the soccer one and he wants the princess one? No.
I hate the princess one.
Speak into the mic, kids. I want to hear all the lovely stuff you're saying. So are you guys ready to play?
Yeah.
Yes.
So remember, the way it works is we have a buzzer system in the studio. We didn't have time to practice, so I'm going over the rules one more time with the kids. So we have a buzzer system. Don't rush to answer it verbally if you know the answer to the question. Instead, buzz. Whoever buzzes in first, their buzzer will light up. Akshat, Aditya, Ila, one of your buzzers will light up and then that person gets to answer the question. Got it?
Okay.
Don't blurt out the answer, because if you haven't buzzed, maybe you're giving a hint to the other person. Okay?
Okay.
Alright, let's go to our first category, which is animal babies. Kids at home, we get ready to play, and when we do our listener challenge and you're calling in to give me your answers for that question, I want to know how many points you got. Okay?
Okay.
Alright, everybody ready? First question in our category, animal babies. Oh, and also, you can buzz in any time while I'm asking the question, if you think you know, even if you haven't heard the whole question. It's a bit risky, but sometimes some kids like to do that. Okay. A baby armadillo is called the same name as a baby dog. Go for it, Akshat.
Pup.
Pup is right. Very good. 10 points to Akshat. And one of the things I told Akshat while you guys were not there is buzz in, because after you buzz, you have 5 seconds to answer the question. So you have 5 seconds to think.
He told me that.
He told you that?
Yeah.
Ila, that goes for you too. Okay. Question number two. This might require a little bit of thinking. A baby alligator is called this name because it comes...
Hatchling.
Hatchling. Very good. 10 points. I was going to say because it comes out of an egg. It hatches. Okay. Question number three. A camel's baby is the same name as a cow's baby.
Calf.
Calf is right. Akshat is running away with this. Fantastic. Question number four. What is the name for a baby goose?
Chick.
That is incorrect. By the way, you have to give your answer right in the mic, Aditya. So Aditya owes me 5 points. I'll take it from you when you make your first point. So question passes to Ila. What's the name for a baby goose? If you don't know, you can always say pass.
Pass.
Ila says pass. Question passes to Akshat.
Goosling.
What's it?
Goosling.
That is incorrect. 5 points from Akshat. The answer is gosling with only one O. Gosling. All right. Question number five. Insect babies like cockroach babies and grasshopper babies have the name of a mythical female creature from Greek mythology. Nymph is right. Very good. Answer into the mic. Aditya, he gets 5 points because he owes me 5. Question number 6. Kangaroo babies are called this. Kangaroo babies are called this. Lean forward and...
Joey.
Joey's is right. Very good, Aditya. And you can be a little more aggressive with the buzzing. You can buzz a little faster. Question number 7. A sheep's baby followed Mary everywhere she went.
Lamb.
Mary had a little lamb. Exactly. 10 points to Ila, and she begins her account. Question number 8. What is the name of a baby swan? A baby swan. Yes. Lean forward.
Swanwing?
No. 5 points from Aditya. Question passes to Ila. What's the name of a baby swan?
Pass.
Pass. Akshat?
Galling.
What's that?
Gawling.
Gawling? You meant gosling?
Yeah.
That's for a goose. So a baby swan, 5 points from Akshat. And the answer is a cygnet. It's one of the unusual baby names. It's cygnet, spelled C-Y-G-N-E-T. Okay, question number 9. 2 more questions left before we come to our listener question. Question number 9. Name this frog baby that can breathe underwater.
Tadpole.
Tadpole is right, Aditya. You have to lean in and speak into the mic. You can pull the mic towards you too if that's a little more comfortable. There you go. Perfect. And the last question in this category is a little bit of a trick question. A baby butterfly does not have wings. Name it. I'll take 2 different answers.
Caterpillar.
Caterpillar I'll take, or larva would be the first, how the caterpillar itself begins. 10 points to Akshat. Very good. And we come to the end of our first round and we are ready for our listener questions. Listeners at home, our call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And our first question, remember the category is animal babies. What was Bambi? The Disney creature, the Disney movie creature Bambi. And let's see if that somebody is on the line. Hi, welcome to the quiz show. Hello.
My name is Pooja, and I think the answer is deer.
Bambi is a deer, but remember we are asking for animal baby, so Bambi was a baby deer. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on... Oops. Hello? Hi. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and I think the answer is swan.
Thank you, Gaurav. Let's go to our next caller.
I have one.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Nishant. I have 70 points and my answer is a swan.
Thank you, Nishant. Oh, you should have asked Gaurav also. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
My name is Anish.
Anish, and what's your answer, Anish?
My answer is a swan.
And how many points did you get, Anish? Were you playing along? I think we lost Anish. Wait. Yeah, he's there. Tell me, Anish. Did you score yourself?
I got 10 because I missed 2.
Oh, you got 10? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
8 then, if you missed 2. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Akansha and the answer is a fawn.
Hi, Akansha. Were you playing along too? Probably not. How many points do you have?
60.
Awesome. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Tisha, and the answer is a baby deer foal.
Baby deer what?
Foal.
Foam? Okay, thank you, Isha.
F-O-A-L.
Oh, foal. Okay, thank you, Isha. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello? You're on the air. Tell me your name and your answer.
My name is Klaus.
I didn't hear that at all. Could you call back without the radio in the background? Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
No, my name is Kirtana and the answer is Paul.
And Kirtana, how many points do you have?
I don't know.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Ethan Nanda. And the answer is fawn.
And what's your name again?
Eden. Nanda.
Eden?
Yes.
All right, Eden. Thank you. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Lippy and I'm 7 years old. And the answer is a fawn.
Thank you, Nithi. Hi, you're in the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi.
My name is Shraddha.
Hi, Shraddha. And what's your answer?
My answer is a fawn.
Thank you, Shraddha. And that's our last call for today. Who's on the line? You're in the air. Hello? I think we didn't hear them. All right, so that was our last call for our first listener question, which was on animal babies. And my question was, what was Bambi? And the answer is a fawn. And from all the correct answers, we'll pick out a winner during the break. We're going to take a break now. And when we come back, we'll also find out how the kids in the studio are doing. So kids are going to give me a big Safari Quiz Show cheer. Jieja, Savavai Jieja. Awesome. This is your host Vidya and we are back with the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid. And we just finished the first round, which was the animal babies round. Let's first see who was the winner of the listener question. That winner has been picked from a raffle by Ila. Ila. There you go. Ila. So Ila, tell us who won the listener question.
Gaurav won.
Gaurav is the winner of our first listener question. Wahoo! Congratulations, Gaurav. And another lucky person like Iknur, right? Who wins a lot. So wonderful, Gaurav. You know what to do. SafariQuizShow@gmail.com is the place where you send in all the details, your name, the question, the answer. And we'll get your prize out to you as soon as we can. And let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. So, Ila, how many points do you have?
I have 10.
And Aditya, what about you?
20.
And Akshat?
30.
10, 20 and 30 points. It's very early in the game. We still have 20 more questions to go with two more topics. So this is going to change a lot as we continue with our quiz. And our second topic for today is kids' book titles. Now here's the deal. I'm going to begin the name of the book and you have to give me the last word of the title. Easy? All right. Ready?
Yeah.
This buzzer skills are really important in this. So get ready. First question in our kids' book titles category. Green eggs and?
Ham.
Ham is right. 10 points to Aditya. Question number two. The very hungry?
Caterpillar.
Caterpillar is very good. Also, Aditya, are you able to buzz? Let me see if your buzzer is working. Yes, it is. So he's just faster. Okay. Question number three. How the Grinch stole?
Christmas.
Wow. Aditya is running away with this. Question number four. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of?
Stone.
Woo, it's her turn, Ila. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of?
Stone.
Stone? No, question, 5 points from you. Question passes to Akshat.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
That is not correct. Question passes to Aditya. Prisoner of? Azkaban. Azkaban. You were close, but not right there. I know I didn't pick Sorcerer's Stone. I should have, maybe. Okay, question number five. Alexander and the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad. Alexander and the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad. That means you haven't read this book. You have to. Go to the library and find it. It is the funniest, funniest book that my kids enjoyed. Alexander and the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. Okay, question. You read the book, yes. Question number six. Alice's Adventures in?
Wonderland.
Wonderland is right. 10 points to Akshat. Question number 7. Harold and the Purple.
Coat.
Oh, very close. Crayon. Harold and the Purple Crayon. Question number 8. Fantastic Mr.
Fox.
Fox is right. 10 points to Aditya. Question number 9. Charlie and the Great Glass. This is the sequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Charlie and the Great Glass. Elevator. Charlie and the Great Glass. Elevator. Question number 10. If you give a pig a...
cupcake.
Not correct. Question passes to Ila. Wait. Yeah, you don't have to buzz. If you give a pig a...
Pie?
No. Question passes to Akshat.
Mud?
No, that's not correct. 5 points from him too.
I know, but I forgot.
If you give a pig a pancake. Yes, if you give a pig a pancake. It's like if you give a moose a muffin, pig a pancake, cat a cupcake, right?
Yeah, I remember.
It's alliterative. Except for the first one, which was if you give... a mouse, a cookie, right? And that one didn't have an M. But all the other books after that had the same letters. All right, so we've come to the end of our book title round. That went very quickly. So let's go to our listener question now, and when we come back, we will see how the kids in the studio are doing. And remember, we still have our summer movies category left. Our question for our listeners with our call-in number of 510-770-1550 is also, you have to finish this book title. It's a kid's book. So parents, I think your kids are going to give you the answer this time. Is your mama a... Is your mama a... And you have to finish this for me, 510-770-1550. I see this is timing our kids. Is your mama... Oh, and we have our first caller. Hi, you're here. Who's this?
I'm Akanksha.
And your answer is?
Llama.
Thank you, Akanksha. Akanksha thinks it's is your mama a llama. Let's see our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Ishita.
Ishita?
Ankita.
Ankita. Ankita. Ankita. And Ankita, what's your answer?
The answer is Mama Llama.
Thank you, Ankita. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Turn the radio down behind you and answer. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Nitya.
Nitya. And Nitya, what's your answer?
My answer is, if your mama was a llama, that kind of book.
Thank you, Nitya. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Cyan.
Cyan?
Cyan J. And the book title is Your Mama a Llama?
And what's your spelling? What's the spelling of your name?
S-A-Y-A-N.
Okay, got it. All right. Next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arin and I'm calling from San Francisco. And the answer is, my mama is a llama.
Thank you, Arin. Did you play along?
A little bit.
Okay, let's go
then
to our next.
Have 10 points.
Oh, good for you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tuti.
Tuti.
Answer is, your mama.
Mm-hmm. What's your answer? Is your mama a?
Llama.
Oh, thank you, Suti. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shraddha.
Yes, Shraddha. And what's your answer?
And my answer is, my mama is a llama.
Thank you, Shraddha. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Anish.
Yes, Anish.
My answer is, my mama is a llama.
Thank you, Anish. And two more callers. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
My name is Saha.
Saha?
And the answer is a llama.
And your name is?
Mama a llama.
And your name is Saha?
Yes.
Okay. And our last caller for this round. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Akanksha, and the answer is your mama a llama?
Okay, so we have two Akanshas now. So, Akanksha, what's your last name?
Prasad.
Prasad, okay. All right, Akanksha, I think that was our last caller, Michael. Or one more? Oh, no, that was our last caller. Okay, so if you have missed calling into this round, do wait for our third round, and we'll have a question at the end of it as well, and you can try for that. And that category is Summer Movies 2013. And the answer to our second listener question is, your mama a llama, of course. And it's a really cute book. And parents, if your kid hasn't read this book, I would highly recommend to get it for them from the library, and because it's a really enjoyable book, and both my kids really loved it a lot. So with that, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll do our third topic, and we'll also find out who the listener winner as well as how the contestants in the studio are doing. Back after a break. Jieja Sawal Jieja Jieja Sawal Jieja. This is the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya, and I'm here with Akshat, Aditya and Ila, who have been doing really well on our rounds so far. And if you have missed any of this episode, you can go to whatanoice.com and look for the quiz show archives. Right now they're available there. Later we will, once the safarikidca.com website has been turned around, we will have all the archives on that website as well. The way to get in touch with me is safariquizshow@gmail.com. If you want to register, there is a registration button on the website safarikidca.com, or just write to us and we will help you through the process. So again, the contact email is safariquizshow@gmail.com. So let's see who won our listener question this time. It was Aditya who picked out the name. So Aditya, can you announce the winner of our listener question number two?
The winner is Arin.
Arin from San Francisco. Woohoo! Okay, Arin, here's what you have to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com mentioning the question, answer, your name and address, and we'll get your prize to you as soon as we can. And let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Ila, how many points do you have?
Zero.
Zero? Is it minus five? It's possibly minus five. Okay, question pass. And let's see how Aditya is doing.
Hi, my name is Aditya and I got 55 points.
Aditya has 55 points. He did really well in our book title category. His memory is good. He remembered and he guessed the names of a lot of books and his guesses were right. Let's see how Akshat is doing. He was leading in the first round.
Hi, my name is Akshat and now I have 35.
Akshat has 35 points, but now we're coming to the summer movies category, so anything can happen in this category. So I know, kids, your hands have to be on the buzzers and we're getting ready for our third and final category of the day. Ready?
Yeah.
Hands on buzzers. Give me a best. Yes.
Yes.
There you go. First question. Which superhero is the Man of Steel?
Superman.
Superman is right. Akshat gets 10 points. Question number two. Which summer animated movie told the tale of the fight between the Boggans and the Leafmen? Which?
Mm-hmm. Epic.
Epic is right. Very good. 10 points to Aditya. Question number three. Name the movie that featured the adventures of Sully and Mike Wazowski at college.
Wait, what was
it? Sully. Which movie featured the adventures of Sully and Mike Wazowski?
Monsters University.
Monsters University is right. He did buzz in first. Wait till I ask your name, but I did see that you buzzed in first. Okay. Question number four. What is the name of the character who is the hero of Despicable Me 2? Name of the character who's the hero? Not the person, but the... Okay, five points from Aditya. Question passes to Ila. What's the name of the character? What's the hero? Who's the hero of Despicable Me 2?
Pass.
Akshat.
Pass.
Gru. It's Gru. You didn't remember the name of the hero in Despicable Me 2? He's Gru.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it yet? But Gru was in Despicable Me 1 also, so no excuse.
I didn't watch it either.
You did not watch that either? Mummy, what are you doing? Why haven't you taken the kids to see Despicable Me? It's really a funny movie. Okay, question number 5. What was the character played by Johnny Depp in The Lone Ranger? Lone Ranger has a sidekick.
The Red Indian. Red Indian.
5 points from you. You're right. But what was his name? Question passes to Aditya. What was the name of Lone Ranger's sidekick?
Pass.
Ila?
Pass.
Pass. Tonto. Tonto. Yes, he's a Native American. That's right. Question number 6. What's the name of the snail who can travel at high speeds? Uh-oh. Yes.
Turbo.
Turbo is right, but Aditya buzzed in first.
I buzzed too.
You buzzed too, didn't get through. Which one lit up?
Mine.
Yours lit up, correct. Okay, so where were we? Question number 6. Question number 7. 4 more questions to go and we're going to wind up this episode. Question number 7. Name the sequel to the animated movie starring cute blue creatures that released this summer. Animated movie,
Planes?
No. Cute blue creatures? Blue creatures. Mm-hmm. If I give you the name of the creature, then you'll know you'll name the movie. Ila, do you have a guess? Cute blue creatures. I think they live underground. I haven't seen that movie either, but I think they wear these cute caps. White caps.
I know.
Okay, question passes to Akshat.
Smurfs too.
That's right. 5 points to Akshat. Okay, wait till the buzzer stops buzzing and then we'll go on to our 8th question. Question number 8. Oops, hang on a second. Question number 8. This sequel was about the further adventures of the son of Poseidon who lives in camp Half-Blood with his other demigod friends. Further Adventures of the Son of Poseidon, who lives in Camp Half-Blood. He's half the son of Poseidon and a human mom. The sequel.
What movie is
it? No, name the character. Since you don't name the non-sequel, who is the son of Poseidon who lives in Camp Half-Blood with his other friends? Blank. I think the movie may have been a little for kids older than them. It's Percy Jackson and the Sea of Monsters. Oh. Percy Jackson and the Sea of Monsters. Oh. Question number 9. Hands on buzzers. I know all of you know the answer to this one because we were discussing it 5 minutes ago. Name this Disney movie that has the same...
Twins.
That was a calculated guess, Aditya. Very well done. Yes, which has the same look and feel as a Pixar movie Cars, except with flying vehicles. Let me just finish it because I want to finish to get the question out. Cars is your favorite movie? Are you looking forward to planes?
Not really.
No? How come? You think it won't be as good as Cars?
No.
I think so too.
Because they can crash.
They can crash? So can cars. Come on.
Especially race cars.
I just think it because Disney takes Pixar movies and makes them worse. Oh. Okay, I said it. All right, question number 10. Question number 10. This documentary features the popular British pop band starring Zayn Malik and Harry Styles. Popular British kids love, girls love this pop band. Do you know, can you name this pop band? They're making a documentary on this. They come from Britain, 5 boys. Harry Styles.
Big Bang Theory.
No.
I said it wrong.
What did you want to say?
I was going to say, is it a band?
It's a name of a band.
Big Time Rush.
Big Time Rush? No, it isn't. Ooh, there goes my buzzer again. And that was the last question, and the answer is One Direction. One Direction. Talking about a One Direction documentary. It's very popular. Again, I think maybe with a little older kids. Okay, so with that, we come to the end of our episode for today. And here is our last question for our listeners. Kids, no more opportunity to answer, so don't blurt it out. We'll wait for our listeners to answer this question. In Despicable Me 2, what kind of shop does Gru go undercover in the Paradise Shopping Market? What kind of shop does Gru go undercover in the Paradise Shopping Market? Phone number is 510-770-1550. In Despicable Me 2, what kind of shop does Gru go undercover in the Paradise Shopping Market? All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
510 in Despicable Me 2. What does
turn the radio down and tell me your name. Tell me your name. Ooh, Michael, I just got much disturbance. Yes.
Hello?
Yes, turn the radio down behind you and tell me your name.
My name is Nishant, and the answer is Bake My Day.
Bake My Day. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
It's my turn.
Yes, it's your turn. Tell me your name.
Hi. Drew went undercover in the cupcake shop.
And what's your name?
Nitya.
Nitya. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Anushka.
Anushka, and Anushka, what's your answer?
Gru goes undercover in the cupcake shop in one of the scenes of the movie.
Okay, thank you. And let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, turn the radio down.
My name is Kirtana, and he goes to the cupcake shop.
That's right. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is Cupcake Shop.
And Akansha, what's your last name?
Prasad.
Oh, Akansha Prasad. Okay, thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hello,
Hello, this is Anish.
Anish.
And my answer is the Cupcake Shop.
Thank you, Anish.
Which is Bake My Day.
Thank you, Anish. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Isha, and I think the answer is Gru went undercover the cupcake shop.
Thank you, Isha. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. What's your name?
My name is Saha.
Yes, Saha.
And in the undercover was in the cupcake shop.
Thank you, Saha. Did you see the movie?
Huh?
Did you see the movie?
Yes.
Oh, did you like it? Was it funny?
Yeah.
Oh, good. All right. So with that, we come to the end of our episode for today. We are just about running out of time, so we have to take a quick short break while we tote up the scores in the studio as well as pick the winner of our last listener question.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jieja,
Safari Jieja.
This is your host Vidya, and I'm back with the winners of this episode of the Safari Quiz Show. We're going to see how the kids in the studio are doing. But before that, it's Akshat's turn to pick a winner. Akshat, who is the winner of our listener question? Wait. Before that, let me mention the answer, which everybody got right, which indeed Gru went undercover as a baker in the cupcake bakery, Bake My Day. And let's see who the winner was. Go ahead, Akshat.
The winner is Kirtana.
Kirtana. Yay. Kirtana, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com with your name and the question and the answer. So let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Ila, unfortunately, did not make any points in this round, but her brother Aditya did. So let's see, Aditya, how many points did you get?
75.
That's awesome. And Akshat, did you beat him?
No, I got 55.
Awesome. Both of you did very well. And our winner for today is Aditya. Let's give him a big round of applause. Fantastic job. Do you want to come back on the show?
Yes,
absolutely. Everybody who comes to our show wants to come back. So with that, we come to the end of today's show. The show was produced by Michael and Anu, and the theme song was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jieja
Sawal Jieja.